Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
Well, what do we have here? Brittany and Sam on horseback in coordinated outfits, you guys. When I saw that Instagram post, and I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who messaged me and sent me the photo and said, have you seen this? I really appreciated the heads up. It blew my mind. Sam in that tight t-shirt. Oh my goodness. Listen, I don't know if they broke up. I don't know. I had a feeling I could have been way off. Or maybe they had a little bit of a break and now they're back on. We don't know. I don't care because they're on horseback. That's all I need. And then days later, Brittany posted a picture or a video of herself on a beach, again in a bikini. Does Brittany sleep in a bikini? Does Brittany do everything in a bikini? I've always wanted to be one of those girls who eats in a bikini while sitting cross-legged. That's what I want to work towards in 2020, is having that kind of confidence. But Brittany was in the middle of winter just walking down the beach. It seemed like she was in Malibu, in California, wearing a bikini. Pardon me, that was my dog, Lucky Blue. Oh, he's not impressed with Brittany in a bikini. And she was doing her thing wearing the cowboy hat. And then Sam commented saying, oh, I see you're wearing my cowboy hat. And I was like, some things have been going on and I'm liking it. I'm here for this. I'm taking a couple weeks off, but just get ready because I am coming back on February 20th and I will be breaking down my time at The Zone, the Britney Spears Experience. I cannot wait. You guys, it opens this weekend. So if you go before I go on February 17th, please call the hotline and give me the scoop. I don't care if there are spoilers. I want to know it all. I want to know if you worked at or are working at the Zone Experience, please also call in. I just want to hear it all. When they posted that they were looking for people to work at the experience and they said, we're looking for performers. We're looking for enthusiastic, charismatic people who love Britney Spears to work at this experience. I almost went down there and volunteered as tribute. I was like going down there, Jennifer Lawrence style, please as tribute, take me. I will do the Lord's work. So I can't wait for it. The number for the hotline is 814-277-3277. Again, I'm going on February 17th. The podcast is coming back February 20th. I have great things in store for all of us. I cannot wait. I loved that Brittany gave us a sneak peek into the zone, and the thing that she shared with us was the blackout room. I was like, dear God, this woman keeps giving us clues. They lead to nowhere, and that's another thing I love about Britney Spears. Oh, she's just the best. You guys, on this week's episode, since I'm not here, I am talking to Rebecca Delgado Smith on her podcast, The Alarmist. I had such a great time that I decided I had to share it with you guys. So check it out. We break down Megxit. We get down and dirty talking about Meghan Markle and Harry leaving the royal family. I was going to say Harry with a last name, but I don't know Harry's last name. So we didn't break that piece of it down. But we talk about Megxit and find out who's to blame. And I think we got it right. So let me know what you think about that as well. Oh, I had such a good time doing this. So without further ado, here is me on the Alarmist Podcast with Rebecca Delgado Smith.
An Erio's original.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst case scenario in my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into The Alarmist, a comedy podcast where we talk about history's greatest disasters and figure out who's to blame. Today we're talking about Megxit, Meghan and Harry's royal exit. I can't say I haven't thought about exiting my own family, but I'm not a royal, so let's get started. Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, is a member of the British royal family. He is the second grandson of Charles, Prince of Wales, and the late Diana, Princess of Wales, and the grandson to Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II. He is currently sixth in the line of succession to the British throne. Meghan Markle is an American actress from Los Angeles, California, best known for playing the role of Rachel Zane in the USA drama Suits.
I'm Rachel Zane. I'll be giving you your orientation.
Wow, you're pretty.
Good. You've hit on me. We can get it out of the way that I'm not interested. No.
In June of 2016, a mutual friend set Meghan and Harry up on a blind date. The rest is history. The couple got engaged in November of 2017.
It happened a few weeks ago, earlier this month, here at our cottage. Just a standard, typical night
it's
for us.
It's a cozy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken and having...
Trying to roast a chicken.
And it just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
A few months later, on May 19, 2018, an estimated 1.9 billion people tuned in to watch them get married in St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. It was a spectacular royal affair. A year later, their son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor was born. But this royal love story wasn't exactly a fairy tale romance. Meghan Markle was a prime target for the British media from the start.
There's been an almost shockingly quick turnaround. One minute, Meghan, it's the royal wedding, it's all marvellous and fantastic. Next minute, there were all these negative stories in the press, stories about duchesses at war. It really is, within a few months, Meghan seems to have moved from the nation's heroine to someone who's actually being discussed in ways that almost make her seem as if she is the nation's villain.
An American divorcee of mixed ethnic heritage, she was hounded by the tabloids. The constant defamatory abuse proved too much for this royal couple to bear, and on Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, the couple shocked the world and the royal family with their announcement via Instagram.
After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year in starting to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. We intend to step back as senior members of the Roar family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen. We now plan to balance our time between the United Kingdom and North America, continuing to honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronages. This demographic balance will enable us to raise our son with an appreciation for the royal tradition into which he was born. We look forward to sharing the full details of this exciting next step in due course as we continue to collaborate with Her Majesty the Queen, the Prince of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge, and all relevant parties. Until then, please accept our deepest thanks for your continued support.
This royal exit, or Megxit as it's come to be known, caused a global uproar and some say threatens the future of the British monarchy as we know it. Fun facts, aka death stats. Harry and Meghan chose not to use a courtesy title for their new son. As the firstborn son of a duke, Archie could have assumed the title of Earl of Dumbarton, but he will instead simply be known as Master Archie. On January 18th, 2020, Buckingham Palace released an official statement stating that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will no longer use their Royal Highness titles as they step back as working members of the royal family and will repay UK taxpayers for the $3.1 million that was used to refurbish their home, Frogmore House. The couple will still be known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, but they will no longer formally represent the Queen or receive money from the Sovereign Grants, the annual funding given to the Queen by the government to cover the costs of the royal family's official expenses. They will keep Frogmore House, which is on the grounds of Windsor Castle, as their official residence in the UK, but they will now pay rent for the property. Rumor has it that the couple will live part-time in Canada. Where to begin, right? Where to begin?
Where to begin? I did not know that they were going to pay rent now for their home in the UK.
There you
go. I like that. I also like, well, I'm just on Team Meghan.
Well, first of all, let's let everyone know who we're talking to. Today we have a very special treat for everyone. We have Jen Zabrowski on our podcast. Did I say Zabrowski correct?
Yeah, it's like tomato, tomato.
Okay.
It could be Zabrowski.
Zabrowski. How do you prefer?
I like Zabrowski.
Zabrowski.
I just, you know, one O, I kind of throw to the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, you see, I'm a purist.
Yeah.
So I like to give every letter the proper time and space. But Jen hosts incredibly funny podcast, We Need to Talk About Britney.
Yes.
Which is everything Britney. Their latest episode talks about how she wears bikinis and sneakers. Like every fact you need to know about Britney, this podcast will cover it.
We get in there. And I feel like Britney is similar to a Meghan Markle.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a culture, what are we doing to these women?
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
The sacrifices they make for we project so much onto them. We expect so much from them.
Absolutely.
For what?
Very similar. And not to bring it always back to Britney, but I like to think that in 2007, 2008, when Britney had her breakdown, you know, it was all, we were destroying her as a culture. We were coming for her. They were writing, you know, her obituaries ahead of time. Ugh. And now when she had this like not a breakdown, but she had a little bit of a hiccup mentally, physically, emotionally, that now it's all about free Britney. You know, it's all about this, as a mob, we're screaming at everyone saying, let this woman be free. And it's like, oh, we're getting a chance to redo, but how are we approaching it? And
right.
I think with Meghan Markle, it's like, guys, we're doing it all over again. We just want to destroy this woman.
Absolutely. It's a vicious cycle, and there's always someone on the receiving end. And in all fairness, in order to free Britney, we had to put her in the cage first.
Yeah, it's true. God. It's very true. It's very true.
So this is a problem with society.
I think that Meghan Markle, too. Now, look, we live in Los Angeles. We're currently just footsteps away from the Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm.
I think as Hollywood culture, people weren't too keen on Meghan Markle becoming a royal. It was like a joke around town.
Interesting.
I think that people were like, this is a C-list actress now becoming a royal and what we're supposed to bow to her. Here's the thing. Meghan Markle was made for this.
Mm. I love it.
She was made for this. Yes. And that was all the warm-up. For her to, I mean, even look at the show that she was on, Suits. It's not like she went from being on a show where she's wearing, you know, blue jeans to being a royal. She had the tailored clothing. Yes.
She knows her sizes. Let's just put it that way.
She knows her sizes. Yes.
So you're saying that her actual acting job was actually a rehearsal.
100%. Respect. She was involved in many organizations. If you watch interviews with Meghan Markle before she became a royal, before she even met Harry, the work that she was doing, it almost seemed ridiculous.
You're right. It's almost like she knew it. I mean, I read somewhere that she was volunteering at soup kitchens while she was filming Suits.
She's so poised too.
But let me just push back just a tad on this, because I think it's interesting. I think that is a very American perspective of this person, which is we believe in, you know, people can move up in the world. If you work hard enough and you put your mind to it and you're poised enough and you're prepared enough, you can move up. However, I think it's a distinctly British perspective that people are born into whatever class you're from, and that's where you will stay. And
yes, I think that that's a really good point. And I think that that should be considered, you know, where did this tragedy take place? It didn't take place in America.
Can I throw out a theory of Please. Who I believe is to blame for this?
Let's start it. I mean, let's start getting people up on the board.
Okay, go ahead. We've got Zabrowski, hit me.
Theory number one. On Meghan and Harry's website, they talk about, there are a few different categories. They talk about funding. They talk about media. They talk about, and then they have an about page. Mm-hmm. They on the media page, they talk about the Royal Rota, R-O-T-A.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because that was the first thing that I wanted to talk about.
We're on the same page. I'm loving this.
To understand the British press's connection with the royals, I think we do need to understand the Royal Rota. So the Royal Rota was established more than 40 years ago as a way of giving UK print and broadcast media exclusive inside access to the official engagements of members of the royal family. It was first required in part due to logistical and security reasons. Due to the space restrictions and security, it's rarely possible to allow all media who wish to cover a royal engagement equal access to the event. A rota, or pool system, was therefore introduced. The system gives preferential treatment to certain British publications and is used as a way for the country's press to independently report on members of the royal family and hold them accountable to the British public as they receive some taxpayers' funding. And the UK media outlets that currently make up the Royal Rota are the Daily Express, the Daily Mail, the Daily Mirror, the Evening Standard, the Telegraph, the Times, and the Sun.
A lot of these are essentially tabloids.
Yes.
And did they not start as tabloids, but over time they've become more salacious?
Perhaps, or I don't know the answer to that. And I also thought about in the UK, like Us Weekly, how we all used to actually go and buy those at the airport, and those magazine stands, if you own a magazine stand in the UK, you're still making a lot of money.
And it's the exclusivity. It's like the giving the rights to these papers that validates them, essentially.
Now, I don't know if this is the correct publication, but I believe it was the Daily Mail that Prince Harry ended up suing because they published the letter and or excerpts from the emails between Meghan and her father and Harry and her father. And so if these are the publications where they have to funnel all of their statements, their information, their photos, their everything, and they are suing them, well, that's just pouring gasoline over a fire. They're not going to then, you know, get it together and be kind to Harry and Meghan. It's upset with them.
It's a vicious, it feels like a vicious cycle.
Can you imagine the paranoia that that you would feel if you were Harry and Meghan, and especially Meghan, who has had no idea going in. You can guess, but you have no idea what that's going to feel like. Like you're being watched, and also that you have no control over what is being put out there. The other thing that came to mind in thinking about the Royal Rota is that they also can't put out photos. They said that on their media page that they want to. They have to be approved. You just have no control. Did you see the BuzzFeed article?
Yes, I wanted to talk about that next.
So just so we know, on the board, the Royal Rota.
Yes, which represents the British press. BuzzFeed came out with a great article where they put headlines, they compared headlines about Kate Middleton, who is Prince William's wife, and Meghan Markle, and they put them side by side. And it was fascinating to see how biased they were. I picked out a few of the headlines, which I thought were funny. The first one was the hand on the belly.
Yes.
Hand on the belly was scandalous.
That's when she was pregnant, right? And she was doing that sort of...
And she was holding her stomach a lot. Now, listen, I don't have children. I don't know what that's like to... You want to...
Cradle
the belly,
your child. I don't know.
Or who knows? Who knows?
Maybe it's uncomfortable.
But people really ripped her a new one over that. And then, so they said that they, I think in the headline, they said something like, on Meghan's, is it vanity? Is she acting?
Uh-huh.
And then when Kate did it, it was like, oh, sweet Kate cradling her child who will soon come into the world.
Yes, exactly.
Ridiculous.
The other one was the avocado scandal. Kate's headline says, Kate's morning sickness cure, Prince William gifted with an avocado for pregnant duchess. So sweet. Then Meghan eats avocados, and this is the headline. Meghan Markle's beloved avocado linked to human rights abuse and drought, millennial shame.
Oh my gosh.
This is another one that is really actually topical because it has to do with the Sussex Royals, the brand that they made official. Kate and Will's Inc., Duke and Duchess secretly set up companies to protect their brand, just like the Beckhams. Now, Meghan and Harry did it. A right royal cash-in. How Prince Harry and Meghan Markle trademarked over 100 items from hoodies to socks 6 months before split with the monarchy, with new empire worth up to £400 million.
So they're just saying they're hustlers. You know, they're shady hustlers while, you know, Kate and Wills are being, you know, thoughtful and smart about the situation that they're in. They also had one about flowers. I just think that this is really important. So the wedding flowers, that the same type of flower that Kate had in her bouquet, Meghan had in her bouquets. And for Kate, it was, oh, she's bringing back this flower. It is now going to be in vogue because of Kate Middleton. And when Meghan used it, because it was in Princess Charlotte's bouquet, that the flower is poisonous and Meghan almost killed Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so petty, so stupid. We, as normal human beings, can be like, that's ridiculous, but... Somehow these things just get fed and fed and fed and to the point where you're making a villain. And it's absolutely unfair and understandable that Meghan had enough of it. Not just that, but I want to put a new thing up on the board, and that's racism.
Just the big R.
The big R. Let's get to it.
Now, once that goes up on the board, it's real hard to take it down.
But it has come down before. Yeah. It's just like Nazis and Hitler.
It's almost like I just want it to lie there and
think about what it's done.
What it's done.
Yes. Okay, let's get it. It's up there.
It's up there.
Okay, so
just to circle back, Meghan Markle's dad himself released the private letter to the British tabloids. It was the Daily Mail
that
then followed up with him and had an interview with him.
Yeah. Right, but you know that it's not the dad's original idea. I mean, he's getting paid by these tabloids to leak this stuff.
And he seems like a character himself. And we'll
I also think
him.
He could go up on the board, to be honest. Yeah. He's certainly not helping.
No.
Not helping.
While we're on him, you want to just put Thomas Markle up there?
Yeah, Tommy Tom up there. Up on the board. I mean, he's got a bit of a dicey past. But yeah, let's put him up there.
Yeah, he should be protecting his daughter. But he seems, from what I've heard, and maybe you guys can say that this is wrong or right, that he's kind of a sleazeball.
Yeah, he loves to talk and he loves money, and he has done nothing but be unsupportive of Meghan and this situation.
I think he's just, he's mentally unwell.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He just came out with a video after this Megxit saying, like, I can't believe that Meghan and Harry would do this. They're trashing the crown. They're making it like Walmart with a crown.
I'm sure because they trademarked Sussex Royal. So now he's saying that they've cheapened the royal family. But it's interesting because his previous statement was that he wanted Meghan to leave the royal family and that the royal family was destroying her. Oh, Thomas. Wow. That's a rough hand to be dealt if you're Meghan, that's your dad.
Back to racism. There's a Vox article that says, for example, the press has talked about these are headlines and stuff that the press has said about Meghan. They've talked about her, quote, exotic DNA and described her as, quote, almost straight out of Compton. They attacked her for the very things that Kate Middleton and Prince William have done and compared the couple's son to a chimpanzee.
No.
Yes, that is true.
That is disgusting.
That was Danny Baker. Here's a link to an article, a BBC article. Danny Baker fired by BBC over royal baby chimp tweet.
So that was a rogue actor, though. That wasn't an approved headline, in fairness.
No, exactly.
That was just a D-bag who happened to work for BBC.
He is a BBC.
As a journalist, right?
Yes. BBC 5 live presenter who was accused of mocking the Duchess's racial heritage, not Rachel.
I was like, I automatically went to Friends. I know. Did you have the Rachel?
Should we put racism up on the board?
Racism.
It's been unfair, to say the least, and vicious. I was listening to a podcast called Today Explained. Actually, our guest expert, which you guys will hear from, was a guest on it. And she made one of the best points I've heard so far about this Megxit situation. She said that the royal family doesn't know how to deal with racism. They have no experience dealing with racism except for their own family members being racist themselves sometimes. They didn't know how to deal with it when racist headlines were thrown at them, so they stayed silent. And she says, I can't imagine being Meghan Markle in this family and having to deal with racist abuse constantly and no one in your family that you're married into will actually acknowledge it or speak up on your behalf. So that just made me feel like we need to put the royal family up on the board, because I feel like their silence really did speak volumes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, I just can't.
our queen?
Because if you're not feeling supported in your own family / the institution that you're working for, and you don't feel like they have your backs, then why should you?
Ooh, now we're getting into, I like that we're saying the royal family, but for me, I almost think we should name this category the in-laws. We are all married people in this room.
Yes.
I think this is more about the coming together or not so much of families.
Wow.
Okay, so we have two very different families of origin. You know, mm-hmm. The pathology is very different on both ends. And the coming together, no matter what, can be challenging, mm-hmm. You know, and not that I'm projecting at all within this conversation, but it can be challenging, right? You know, we're all getting to know each other and the family dynamics are changing. And I,
for example, just as a detail, I, on New Year's Eve, the first time I went and visited Rebecca's family in Miami, was forced to dance salsa with her grandmother. Yes. And that's a form of her opening up her culture to me and my being open to sharing the culture.
And abiding by rules.
The Cuban rule.
You need to dance
salsa with your grandma.
With grandma Mima.
I mean, I think that sounds great.
It does sound fun.
Well, that's a fun rule. Maybe Megan wasn't subjected to the rules weren't as fun. I don't think there's any dancing in the royal family unless it's like medieval.
No. It's so hard when you are put in a family dynamic where you feel like you can't be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to racism, it's even worse because it's specifically only happening to you. And I've been in those situations where everyone else in the room is white, and I've experienced, you know, someone saying, you know, maybe not overtly, but those are even the worst kind. So this person was an outsider. It wasn't a part of the family, but still, you look around the room and you feel like you're going to explode, and you feel very hurt, and you feel like your mind is racing, and all of a sudden, I've never been in a situation where I've frozen. But when it happens to you and it's so internal, and I had this one, you know, moment where it was one family member turned to me and said, "Hey man, like that was like crazy, right? Racist, huh?" And it was like I wanted to cry. It was like that moment I realized I was like, I needed that.
Yes, to feel supported and to know that let's talk about it. Let's notice it. Let's acknowledge it. Yeah. And she in that castle.
I mean, no one.
And I believe that's why Harry came to her defense in such a loud way. Yeah. And by suing the Daily Mail and by releasing a statement at the very beginning while they were dating and then again later on and then finally with Megxit, he was the only person in her corner. Yeah. I mean, William and Kate, come on.
Yeah, have they not spoken up?
They have not.
Not a word.
Yeah, that's all they've said is crappy. That, you know, they've spoken up about his relationship with Harry.
And, you know, and from their POV, they're probably thinking, I mean, the tabloids are a lot better to them, but I'm sure they're thinking, we've had to deal with this too, and we're not being babies about it. You know, maybe they don't see it in that same way, since they're like, this is just a part of this lifestyle. Everyone has to deal with it.
And coming back to the in-laws of it all, you know, there was a story that was released that the not this past Christmas, the Christmas before when Meghan and Harry were in the UK, that the Queen approved Meghan Markle's request that her mother attend Christmas, I think it was lunch or dinner, whatever it is. And Kate Middleton went wild, apparently, because her family has never been invited or included for Christmas dinner because it was protocol that that's not what happened.
Right.
In-laws are not invited. Uh-huh. But for Meghan Markle, it was okay. And that the Queen approved this because she thought it would be a nice gesture because Meghan was alone. Now, you can see, if you have to, you can see everyone's point of view in that situation. Again, I think this comes down to it's not actually the royal family. Or it could
think
be.
I think it's
in-laws.
Yeah,
in-law. They could almost be viewed as two different things, as the royal family and in-laws.
But it's exactly what you said. Like, it goes a long way. I don't think it necessarily has to be the in-laws. I think, you know, if Kate had reached out and been like, hey, like, that's really hard. Or whoever, you know, Camilla. Anyone.
Yeah, where's Camilla?
Camilla.
I don't know what it's like for everyone to hate you.
Or Prince Charles, you know, put a hand on her and be like, hey, you're going through
a tough
time.
Well, let's keep our hands to ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Prince Andrew, you know, he might have showed up.
Okay, so I want to make one point because I think it's important that we hear the other side. Now, there are a lot of people out there who are disappointed with this Megxit situation. My sister-in-law, for one, she is, it's not that, I think what the disappointment comes from being like, oh, a person of color is finally in this situation. My sister-in-law is Cuban Guatemalan. And is finally in this position of power and she can set an example. And the disappointment came from like feeling like she gave up on the fight, which I thought was a very interesting point of view.
Of course, we could make the argument maybe Meghan won the fight.
Well.
But it's interesting
yeah.
to hear that that is the takeaway.
Sounds like Sonia wants to put Meghan on the board.
I do think we have to put Meghan on the board. Without judgment, if we're saying who's to blame,
it's, right
it's
there in
like.
The name.
Megxit. Yeah. I mean, are we going to, we could do Meghan and Harry.
I think we can put them separately.
Separately.
If we're going to put Meghan up, I think we got to put Harry up too.
Hey, dare I say it? Let's put that kiddo, that little baby boy on the board.
Archie.
I'm joking. Archie.
If they had not children. Let's just put children.
Listen, no, but I do think to your point, Jen, that if they have, they probably have this protective impulse of like they're not protecting themselves anymore. Maybe Meghan would have stuck in it, but now she's got this beautiful baby. She's like, I'm not going to let them do to him what they've done to me.
Fair.
I believe.
I think it's absolutely fair, and we should definitely put Archie up on the
board. Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, because I do believe that Harry actually said that once he became a father, he realized he could not stand for that.
Now, another thing we need to talk about is the Prince William and Prince Andrew scandals.
Mm.
Now, for those of you who don't know, allegations about an affair between Prince William and a socialite and model, Rose Hanbury, have been speculated about in the British tabloids. Now, there's not much there in terms of hard evidence, but if it was true, it's possible that this could have come between Harry and the feud that has happened between William and Harry. The Prince Andrew scandal has to do with his connection to Epstein. He denies these sexual assault allegations that were made by an American woman who says that she had sex multiple times with him when she was only 17 years old. So that's like another scandal. And all of this is happening around the same exact time that Meghan is being trash-talked to an extreme by the British tabloids. So is it possible that she was used as a scapegoat?
Oh, yeah. Jen's doing a motion. Jen's doing an arm motion.
As to not attract attention or to dissuade attention from these two male scandals.
Let me tell you something. Meghan Markle is a better woman than I because... I have such a fire within, okay? I mean, I've had to read so many books. I mean, Thich Nhat Hanh on anger and My Dance with Anger and this, that, and the other. If I were Meghan and I would be like, 100% your piece of shit uncle fucking rapes women underage. Thank you very much. And here I am learning how to like... cut my
steak
in the right way and like curtsying and
yeah,
no longer wearing mini skirts and you want to come for me? Like, no, we have had it. Like, you're going to protect Prince Andrew, which BTW, I think that the royal family killed Epstein.
Whoa! That
gets a big slap. That's a new thing we added.
Yeah. It's the alarmist slap?
Yeah, it's the big slap. That's if someone's not maybe to blame, but they're still culpable, they get a big slap.
They just deserve a slap.
Yeah, I think Andrew gets a big slap.
Big slap.
So I think that Meghan said, enough. This family is, this is like House of Cards. We are out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that she also knew that was the time to do this, to go for it, was because there was already so much scandal that there's no way the queen, she had to cover up what was happening with her son.
Yeah.
So she was going to be as nice as she could possibly be to Meghan and Harry and let them go peacefully into the night because they had all the cards.
Look, and of course, we have to say these are all, it's purely speculation. These are just allegations. But... we should talk to our guest expert
okay.
because the royals have power within the media. If they want to bury a story, they can. And now let's take a moment to hear from our guest expert, Kristen Meinzer. She's a podcaster and a royal expert, and we're very excited to hear what she has to say. Right off the bat, what do you think is to blame?
The British tabloid press, no question. No question at all.
No question.
No. We are talking sexist, racist, alarmist, divisive coverage since day one, since Meghan has entered the picture with this royal family. They have been nothing short of predatory. They have been abusive to her. They're totally to blame. They're 100% to blame in all of this, in my opinion.
Well, do you think that, like, it's possible that the royal family is kind of letting this happen, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on what you mean by letting this happen. I mean, I think the royal family definitely wants Meghan and Harry to be able to forge their own path if they want to. I think the Queen supports that. She knows that Harry is not just the spare. He's the spare, because we already have, you know, we have an heir and a spare already, even if Harry disappears. I mean, the spare right now is Charles, right? Or he's the heir. We have Charles is the heir.
Yeah.
Then we have the spare, which is William. Then we have his three kids, George, Charlotte, and Louis. So spare. There are lots of spares there. We don't really need Harry
I
mean, we love Harry. But it's not going to destroy anything to have Harry splitting his time between North America and the UK. It's totally fine for him to split his time. He's still going to do great work. He's still going to be completely loyal to the Queen. Their statement that they put out, Harry and Meghan, is very clear that they're going to still be supportive of the crown, but they want to make their own way. So that's not a bad thing. And the Queen supports that.
Yeah. I mean, based on this metaphor, like, they have enough spares for like a semi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, they definitely do. They definitely do. But I do think, you know, if we want to talk about blame here, if there's anyone to blame, I always say the tabloid press pushed them to this point, because if the British tabloid press was more welcoming to Meghan, then perhaps they wouldn't have felt the need to split their time between North America and the UK. Maybe they would have just been okay with very occasional visits because she's from North America. But I can see where she would think, for the safety of myself and my child, I just don't want to be around this every day, hundreds of times a day.
How legit do you think this William and Rose affair?
Yes, there have been rumors speculating for quite a while about, did William have an affair with her? How could he have an affair with her when she's friends with the couple? You know, these are two very, you know, aristocratic couples who are friends with each other. And maybe in days of yore, it wouldn't have been a big deal to do some wife swapping amongst the upper crust. But, you know, not everybody likes that nowadays. Not everybody accepts that nowadays. Some people are fine with it still.
But do you think it actually happened? Do you think it's legit?
Well, I have my suspicions.
Ooh.
I do have my suspicions, but I also want to be careful about what I say about it. I mean, because there have been a number of people who have been threatened and told to keep quiet if they speculate too much on this. So, I'll just say I definitely have my suspicions about this. And one of the rumors that has circulated for quite a while is that because of this supposed affair that happened, that the British royal family was okay with the press looking for stories to just keep on attacking Meghan, so that maybe the press wouldn't be paying attention to this affair that may or may not have happened.
You've been extremely helpful and insightful, and thank you so much for being our guest expert on our show.
Oh my gosh, I'm always happy to come onto a show and tear down racist tabloids. Thanks for having me.
Where should people find you, and what should people be listening to?
Please listen to Buy the Book. That's my reality show in podcast form. My friend Jolenta and I host it. Every episode, we road test a different self-help book while we record ourselves at home, in our marriages, in the world, so you can hear how each book enhances and destroys our lives. That's called Buy the Book. And you can also pre-order the book that Jolenta and I wrote together called How to Be Fine. It comes out in March. And while you're waiting for that book, please check out my other book, So You'll Want to Start a Podcast, Finding Your Voice, Telling Your Story, and Building a Community That Will Listen. So also, one last thing I wanted to say, if it's okay.
Yeah,
while I do feel quite upset with how the tabloid press has treated Meghan Markle, I am very happy for Meghan and Harry charting their own path and doing what works for them. And I say, on behalf of all Americans, welcome back to North America. We love you, and they didn't deserve you.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. You got to live that YOLO lifestyle.
Yes.
YOLO. Okay, so Kristen kind of like hit up a lot of the things that we've already been talking about. So that for me is comforting. We're on the right track.
We've got it all.
We've
up
got
here.
It every. Yeah. So let's talk. We went out and asked our listeners who they thought we should put up on the board, and here are some of their responses. @Falcone_Punch says that we should blame the fashion industry. So he's making a callback.
That's an inside joke because Rebecca often is trying to get the fashion industry. She has some sort of vendetta that we haven't quite figured out where that comes from. But we'll have to get you hypnotized.
Yeah, don't tempt me, Falcone, because I will put it up. I don't think in this one. I do think fashion has been one of the things that she's been beaten down about, her royal fashion and like everything that has to do with fashion and all the codes.
No, Rebecca.
Let's not go down this road.
Okay, here's
Rebecca.
Another one. Okay, so I
could actually get on board with that, but I know that we need to move on.
So I also had an extended cousin, Finu Geritano. She's at Finoodle on Instagram. She says, one of the two contributors are definitely the pressures of the royal family, but she knew what she was getting into. That's a common thing that people say. And but definitely the British tabloids. They've been brutal and quite racist. But also to blame is Canada for being so awesome that everyone wants to move there right now of Justin Trudeau.
Okay.
So that to me was actually pretty revelatory.
You can't blame a country for being too
cool. Awesome?
But if we're going to blame Canada, I do think Suits shot in Vancouver, right?
Toronto.
And then Megan lived there. She probably fell in love. So, like, Suits could also go up on the board.
Let's blame Suits.
Okay, I was going to say Canada, but Suits to me is Canada.
We can do Canada and Suits.
Canada yes, you're slash right. Suits.
Rebecca, Suits is Canada.
Exactly. Is that what I said? And just quickly, I'm going to say some other recommendations for what to put up on the board. At Georgia Mishak says Netflix is The Crown. We have another at Benny Deco says Canada. So some people are on the same page. At Katie OB934 says also the patriarchy, obviously. Now we also have at Stashiki who says pilot season. She's a Hollywood pro.
Thinking of you, girl. You're going to be okay.
We've got at Never Not Debbie who says racist and Piers Morgan. And then we have at PX Caballero, the press. They killed Diana. Oh, and we have at Merlin, who says Princess Diana, her mentality of leaving the royal family stayed with Harry, possibly.
So Princess Diana, is that what that person's saying?
Because she was the one of the first to leave.
She was an independent spirit.
Yes, and we could put Princess Diana on the board. Because Harry he wants his family to be peaceful, and he didn't want what happened to his mom to happen to his wife.
So I think we should put Princess Diana.
I think should.
Wait, wasn't Princess Diana's fault that she was killed.
We're saying it could be Princess Diana.
The memory of Princess Diana.
So the trauma experienced by losing his mom at 13?
Yes,
great. We have so much up on the board, and I feel so good about all of these suspects who might go to jail.
Let's run them up and cross them off. Ready?
Ready.
So let's read what's up there. Royal Rhoda, racism, Thomas Markle, the royal family / the in-laws, Meghan, Harry, Archie, Prince William, Prince Andrew, who gets the slap, Canada and Suits, and Diana trauma. Now, off the bat, what are some things that we can just cross off?
I want to take the baby off first.
Archie.
I mean, it's not his fault he was
Save
born.
Archie.
It's true.
Now, maybe, okay, of course.
It's also not Harry's fault that he was born into this family.
Well, before we take, I mean, I just feel like let's start with Archie.
Let's start with Archie.
The baby is not his fault.
I'm going to vote for, let's take off Thomas Markle. He's a side character to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you. He's making it worse. That's for sure.
I say take Thomas Markle off because she got herself down the aisle. You know, with all that was going on during the wedding. Yes. I say we get rid of him.
I also think that we can take Canada off the board. I'm glad we put it up.
Do you want to leave Suits or Canada and Suits?
Maybe we should leave Suits for a little while longer. Cross Canada off first and then Suits.
I'm going to cross them both off, honey.
Okay. Now, I really loved that marriage communication. That was so good. I can tell you guys have been together for a very long time.
The Princess Diana trauma is pretty good, actually. The Royal Rota, which represents the British tabloids themselves, they got to stay up there. The royal family, you know, I'm going to vote for them to stay up there.
I'm gonna make a suggestion. I think we should take Prince William off. It's just an allegation that it's not substantiated, yeah, the claim that he cheated. I don't see really the connection between Harry's decision to leave the royal and William's
and his brother
troubles, yeah, that he's having, if any.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we can take that off. Okay. Now, Prince Andrew, we can keep on a little longer.
Well, he's got the slap.
So we'll just put a little star next to him.
But we cross him off. I mean, we're just going to give him, we're getting him off with the slap.
Yeah.
So.
Guys, I know who's to blame.
Oh!
I know. I just figured it out. I know.
Well, it's not Meghan or Harry.
Everyone, it's the in-laws' fault. They are to blame.
I 100% agree.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what, because everything else is wrapped up. Everything on this board, it all comes back to the in-laws as a whole. We've got the Royal Rota, the press. If the Queen, the way that family rolls, they could change that. So it's connected to the family. Racism, the family, they've
it's
got.
It's how you deal with it. Yeah, it's not, it's out there.
Royal family, Thomas Markle. I will give them kind of a gold star. They tried their best to handle Thomas Markle. And they have been wonderful. It seems wonderful-ish to Meghan's mom. But it comes back to Meghan, Harry, Archie, Prince William, Prince Andrew, the slap, Diana trauma. The only thing that it doesn't include is Canada in Suits. I think it's
in
the
fairness,
royal
I
family.
I haven't seen all five seasons of Suits, so it's possible that that does include
I
Suits,
think they have seven seasons.
Oops.
Fact checker.
There you go.
I agree with you. Wow. I think that, you know, for me, it is more of the family, but I do think at the core are the in-laws. I think it's the Queen and everyone that's closest to that. So I just feel like they didn't have the support that was necessary. And they could have really rallied as a family and been like, okay, we're changing, like they said they wanted to, we're changing the modern monarchy. You know, we've included this American divorcee, you know, half black, half white woman into our family. Like, let's, you know, be 2020 about it. But they didn't. They just kind of like didn't want to deal with it. It's settled for me. The royal family is going to the alarmist jail. That jail is crowded. I can't wait to see how they're all going to like act. It's going to be like purple is the new black.
It's like the royal series finale of Seinfeld. They're all going to be in the jail cell together, yeah, and they've got to deal with each other.
Jen, thank you so much for helping us get to the bottom of who's to blame for Megxit.
Thank you for letting me process. This was great. I feel at peace. Feel at peace.
As do I. After Megxit, the situation is still ongoing, and it is said that the couple will be spending most of the year in Canada. Here at The Alarmist and around the world, people will be paying close attention to what's next it for Megxit. Vote for who you think is to blame by going to thealarmistpodcast.com. Follow us at The Alarmist The on Twitter, at The Alarmist Podcast on Instagram, or email us at thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com. Now tune in next week as we'll be talking about the Burr and Hamilton duel. Now that's politics.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to.
courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.